Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I want to talk about trends. Obviously, we didn't talk too much about individual performances, Chloe, but I like the fact that it isn't just me. I've been beating the Trent is the best right back in the world drum for 5 years plus now, at least. And obviously, in the last 2 years, I think there's been loads more scrutiny on him. And it feels like in the last week, he's put some good performances in for England in midfield. He's come in and scored a really big goal at a really big moment in the Premier League against Man City. And it's kind of nice to see, not the people all of a sudden going, he's a perfect defender, but it's almost like they're going, okay, well, he is what he is. Like, you know, he's got the ability to do this like no other. I like the fact that I put a tweet out and I can say it with my full chest that I think he's the best right back the Premier League's ever seen, and I'm prepared to fight people on that, and I don't really care again anymore, because there's never been anything quite like him, and I'm glad that he's having a good time again.
Yeah, I don't think he had his best game against Manchester City, but I certainly didn't think he was bad. There was people raving about Jeremy Doku, and look, Jeremy Doku is an unbelievable footballer, by the way. But those take-ons and those dribble past Trent moments, often Trent doesn't get dribbled past, he just doesn't engage because he doesn't want to be pulled out of position. Yeah. So he drops off at some point, and that's classed as it. He wasn't good for their goal. Neither was Sobo though. Mm-hmm. Either both of them weren't great, but I saw him for England in midweek, and he got man of the match in one of them. His passing is, you know, the closest person to him is Kevin De Bruyne, and I could rave about Kevin De Bruyne literally for weeks on end. And I think Trent, because there's been so much scrutiny on him, his defensive capabilities, he's kind of dismissed as a good footballer at times. He's an unbelievable footballer. Some of the passes he does and assists no one else can possibly do, only him and Kevin De Bruyne. He's so good, and I thought he was sound. His goal, the way he takes it, is brilliantly as well. He's just got a deal with Adidas, which, you know, is class as well. The shoes that he showed off to get a goal at Manchester City. So yeah, I'm happy to see him back. I think he's going to be extremely influential. Look, when Liverpool have been boss, Trent Alexander-Arnold has been unbelievable, and we used to see it from him out wide, whipping balls in, and somehow Salah getting a header on the end of him, even though he's like 5 foot something. So yeah, I think he's back to his best. I thought defensively he did quite well against Manchester City, and also, you know, he was influential in the game, and he did exactly what he needs to do, and hopefully that just continues for him.
He just keeps seeing off the competition, Keo. And this is the thing for me with Trent, is like, you just get to kind of step back. I just have always enjoyed watching him play, and he has had, you know, he's had better games than others, you know, throughout that, because he's a footballer, they all do. People forget sometimes, like, nostalgia's a powerful tool. Like, it's not like Gerrard had a perfect career for Liverpool. It's not like Roy Keane had this perfect career, and go through them. I'm certain, look, how many people watched every game of Zidane's career, but there will have been games where his influence wasn't as you know, as huge.
One of them.
Yeah, they made a documentary about one
90
of them.
Minutes of him running around the centre circle. Could have picked a better game for that, couldn't
he? Yeah, absolutely. But it was one of those things that came out at the weekend, like Reece James being sent off had kind of added to this a little bit. But like Reece James, he's had loads of injury problems which have definitely hampered him, but all of a sudden that was the one. There's always the one, isn't there?
He's always the yardstick. No one ever compares to anyone else.
Yeah,
that tells you all you need to know.
Exactly that. You know, I was going to say Andrew Villas-Boas, no, Aaron Wan-Bissaka, there we go. It was going to be, and then there's always another one, another one. This Karen is the guy.
Sipia as well. That's another one that gets thrown about.
I've seen a stat before. I don't know the exact numbers, but it was nearly 1 in 3
a goal or assist for a right back. That's fucking frightening, that, you know. Like, it is, it's absolutely frightening. And
isn't that the same as Darwin's?
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's over a lengthy period as well, do you know what I mean? So he's world class.
That's Teddy Sheringham, though.
He's the best right back in the world, in my opinion, never mind the league. Like, he's the best right back in the world. And this constant debate of where he goes and what we do with him, we don't do anything with him, with he's getting them numbers. And he's not a complete liability going back. And I seen Gary Neville say something yesterday, and I very rarely agree with Gary Neville, but defending is actually easy to learn compared to the part of the game that he's got. If you want to try and teach a right back to pass like that and score from outside the box, and you've got a big job on, but if you want to try and teach a right back to jockey Doku, then you can do it. You can do it. So he's not far away from that, and he's still, what, 25? Plenty of time,
25
plenty of cups to win. And do you reckon these boots, by the way, Chloe, do you reckon they've had a say or a little part to play in him striking that ball? Because I know if I had a pair of new Preds on, I'd be thinking, I'm going to, Gerrard,
he's definitely shouting Gerrard in his head.
Yeah, I think he had a part to play. So fair play Adidas for giving him for the big game. Like,
yeah,
couldn't have gone better for them, could it, releasing them off the back of that?
Jude Bellingham, I think, also scored in his game, and he's
black ones on as well, didn't he? I've seen them.
Black boots, black Adidas.
Yeah. Black threads with a red tongue. Yeah.
Oh, that's the old school one.
Yeah, I'm just missed out on Bellingham in Preds.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Fuck's sakes. I was just about getting over it.
Yeah, because he's great. We know he's great, you know, and I just find that you've got to, like, people feel like they've got to qualify every positive they say about Trent with, oh, but the defence side of things, it's like, just fucking shut up and enjoy.
Not even that bad.
It always boils down to what is the manager doing with him. The manager keeps playing him. So the manager's obviously happy with him. And I trust Jürgen Klopp, you know what I mean? Like, if you have another right back like Aaron Wan-Bissaka and you asked him to move over the halfway line for his average position, you wouldn't get none out of him, and he'd be worse defensively. Don't why? Because his starting point's not the right place for what you want out of Aaron Wan-Bissaka, because you want him to defend.
Yeah.
So his positioning is always the thing. I don't think as a tackler he's that bad. I think he's the same as most of the tacklers. There's not Branislav Ivanovic or Azpilicueta are the two fullbacks where I've gone over the last 10, 15 years, fucking hell, they're hard to get past, like, you know what I mean? There's not many of them, like. But as a tackler, I think he's okay. I think his positioning is what lets him down, and his positioning is because of the system that Liverpool play. So I can understand why he doesn't.
So it's not his positioning, it's the positioning position.
If he was in the wrong place, yeah, you're going to tell him to move. But he's played 5 years of being in the wrong place, so he's not in the wrong place. Jürgen's telling him he's there. Otherwise, Jürgen will just drop off, lads.
I'm not going to play it if you keep going out of position, because Jürgen doesn't see it like that. And this is the England argument as well. Southgate plays him in midfield, he's brilliant.
Southgate is nowhere near the manager Klopp is, and if you give England Klopp that England team, he'd win everything with them.
And England,
and he played right back.
Yeah, exactly. That's your point, lad.
Well, yeah, but also let's not forget, because it gets forgotten, international football is not as good as Premier League and Champions League standard. It's not. So I mean, and this is where this forever with like Gini Wijnaldum is playing in the 10 for Holland and he's scoring goals. Yeah, because international football is fucking shit.
And they're playing San Marino.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, because ultimately it's easier to do that at international level than it is to do it in the Premier League at the highest level, in the highest levels of Europe and all that. Like, yeah, absolutely fine. But I like the fact that people are starting to go,
but they're only starting. But they're only starting to do it because they're all fucking England fans, Paul, and they all want England to do well. So the narrative shifts around Trent because they think that they know better than everybody else. And for England to win something, the difference is Trent, and it might well be. He's well better in midfield, I'm sure, than the players that they've had playing there. Yeah. So I can understand it. But until he has a bad performance in there, and then they'll go back he's not good defensively to play in midfield or whatever. Because that's all they want. They just want England to do well. It's not a Liverpool thing.
You know, I looked at Kyle Walker's performance at the weekend, and the amount of times that he picked the ball up in that sort of inside right channel and was just giving it. And then what's his job there? It's just to pass it on to the other guy who's good at passing. Well, Trent's picking the ball up in that area, and his job is to play a killer pass into the box. So there'll be one of those things where his pass completion starts to look lower, and it's what you're really looking at in those situations. I think Kyle Walker's terrific, by the way, as a proper traditional understanding of a right back plus. Reece James, absolutely same. I think they're both really, really good players. These things don't have to be mutually exclusive. You don't have to think Reece James is shite because you think Trent's really good. I just think Trent is a talent beyond anything I've ever seen at right back.
Generational is the word I'd use.
I keep seeing people saying it, like we've mentioned it already. If you put Kevin De Bruyne at right back, you know, ask him how good of a defender would he be? He's better in the final third than Trent will be, of course. But he's just unfucking believable, and hopefully he just gets to play some football games and enjoy them, and we get to enjoy him, and the criticism can basically get.
And we've won leagues and European Cups from playing at right back, and his numbers add up to blow anyone out the water who's ever played in that position. So. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's
he set records for most assists, didn't he? And like him, he made Andy Robbo a better left back, and Andy Robbo made Trent a better right back. I can never picture this Liverpool squad for the next 10 years without Trent Alexander-Arnold in that because he is going forward. He might be our most influential footballer. We've now got Sobbo and we've now got Gravenberch, but when we did win the leagues and the Champions League, our midfield was a midfield that wasn't creative. It was a workhorse. Yeah. It was a grinder. So you had to find other players to really enable those front three to do what they did. And Trent was the lad. Trent and Robbo were the two that were unlocking everything for us.
And we're always guilty, I think, of looking at what everyone else has got and like sort of like, oh, well, look what they do. And like we've somehow got to copy what everyone else does. It's got to be exactly what Man City do. I do enviously look at how the midfields they've been able to put out over the last 5 years, and I marvel at like how many attacking players they get on the pitch. So the weekend, like, you know, you've got Rodri there, and they're effectively just playing two front three players in midfield alongside them. They've got away with Bernardo Silva as the inverted left back in games last season, you know, like not loads, but they've done it. Liverpool have always found a different way of doing things, and you know, you see John Stones does the inverted thing for them. It was the other guy does it at the weekend.
Akanji.
Fine. Trent's better and will naturally be better at that, but it means that you have to do things slightly different elsewhere in the pitch. Whatever. Ultimately, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. If Liverpool can be at the top of football with players of that kind of caliber,
do you reckon like Real Madrid fans about 15 years ago saying the same thing about Roberto Carlos, or Barcelona talking about bringing their right back Dani Alves and all that type of stuff? And do you reckon they were all just having the same conversations as we've been having for the last 5 years?
Heads, ultimately, none of us really knows what we're talking about. So that's why you've got to go. Do you enjoy watching it? Is it more successful than it's not yet? Then fine. You know what I mean? Take your licks whenever they come.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.